Blog Talk Radio.
Monet 11 foot.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who appeared to us and came to us in the person of Master Farah Muhammad. And I bear witness that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is indeed his messenger. And I further bear witness that, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is our divine reminder, leader, teacher, and guide in our midst. And it is my distinct honor to greet all of you who have so graciously joined us in the chat rooms and on the phone in our nation's greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum.
Thank you. Thank you. And before we get started, of course, you know, this is Conscious Black Nation, and the topic tonight is closing the gap between the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the believers. But I neglected to tell the host, our beloved Brother Kareem, that Brother Jacoby Muhammad, my little, oh, God, this brother is such a powerful, powerful young soldier, and I just see so much in him, and I look forward to the years to come because he is going to be one of the brightest stars in our nation for sure. Brother Jacoby Muhammad is joining us tonight, so I'm not going to delay any further. I'm going to present our beloved brother and host, because he needs no introduction, Brother Kareem Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Queen Aziza. And first and foremost, how are you this evening?
If I can maintain my voice for the next 2 hours, I'll be great. All praises due to Allah, dear brother, and yourself.
I am fine indeed. All praises are indeed due to Allah. And we're going to make sure we keep the burden off of you. We'll handle this because you're going to be busy behind the scenes as always, I know.
Oh, no, I got to get in this fight. You know me, I'm a sister soldier. I'm already suited and booted. Got my combat boots on and everything. I'm ready. No, I'm just
trying. Please be to Allah. Well, I have to open this always in the correct manner, because we must do everything today to be successful anyway. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, who indeed came to us in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, in the name of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I say his last and greatest messenger. I won't go into an explanation on that. To his, the Exalted Christ. But as we get into our topic tonight, you'll see that that's just one of the many, many titles. And indeed, in the name of our divine reminder, and I'm going to say this once again, Jesus in our midst. Keep that in mind. The most honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, I greet everyone in the listening audience, our panel, you, Queen Aziza, with the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, and our topic indeed is closing the gap. And now, I know it says on the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and indeed that is he. However, the topic is actually named Closing the Gap Between Minister Farrakhan and the Believers, because I want to focus on that aspect, the minister part, because evidently that's something that many of us as believers, we didn't evidently skipped over that. You know, we must not understand what the minister part means, you know, but that's just my view. However, before I do get started, I would like for my panelists to present themselves. I want to start with you, Brother Jihad. Are you with us? Assalamu alaikum.
Well, wa alaikum salam. My name is, I don't know if you were referring to me, dear brother. My name is Brother Jacoby, sir.
I was referring to Brother Jihad, but you can go ahead, Brother Jacoby, present yourself.
Okay, yes, sir. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the world, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful. My name is Brother Jacoby X. I'm a student of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in the city of West Palm Beach Study Group. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you, sir, for your presence. And
yes, sir.
I ask you, yes, sir, all praise is due to Allah. Brother Jihad, are you there?
He's probably muted his phone, but he's here.
Yes,
Brother Jihad is here. Salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir. Please, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I can hear you now.
Okay. Salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam.
Well, then, also, but certainly last but not least, my brother, and also a host of Dynamite Show on Fridays, put on the new man, our live study group, Student Minister James Muhammad, front and center, sir.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Kareem, Sister Queen Aziza Mariam Muhammad, and, of course, my dear, dear brother, Jacoby. How are you, dear brother? I haven't heard from you in quite a long time. How are you, brother?
Oh, brother, I'm fine. All praises be to Allah. Trying to stay in the bosom of Allah, man. It's an honor to hear your voice, sir.
All praises due to Allah. And, of course, my beloved brother, Jihad Amos Muhammad. I must say that I did ask him to be present on the show because I wanted to address certain concerns that were obviously expressed either from the chat room on Saturday's show regarding my brother, either from the chat room or from the phones regarding my brother and his work. And the reason why I take it upon myself with the help of Allah to address these concerns is because the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan gave me direct instructions from his mouth to my ear regarding Brother Jihad and his work. And I hope those of you who had these concerns on Saturday are listening in either on the phone or with pen and pencil and paper ready in the chat room, that you will now be clear on exactly what my brother is doing and who backs him in what he's doing. In fact, who directs him in what he's doing. So Brother Jihad may not be so vocal tonight. I asked him to be on because, of course, he can say whatever it is on his heart to say. But he's not the kind of brother that will respond when people voice concerns out of their ignorance. But there are those of us who have a responsibility when these things happen and we know better. We have to hurl truth against falsehood until we knock out its brains. So I'm here on my brother's behalf in that regard. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. And thank you, sir. All right, so anyone that knows me, knows Conscious Black Nation, knows the Nation Building Network, don't waste time. We get right into it. However, let me say this. What we are addressing tonight, inshallah, and that's a statement, not a question, will indeed address those concerns. We want to start first by laying a spiritual foundation, a scriptural foundation, starting first in the Holy Quran, Maulana Muhammad Ali translation, Surah or Chapter 48, entitled The Victory, starting with Ayat 1, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, we seek refuge in Allah against the accursed Satan or Satan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, Allah states, surely we have granted thee a clear victory, that Allah may cover for thee thy alleged shortcomings in the past and those to come, and complete his favor to thee and guide thee on a right path, and that Allah might help thee with a mighty help. He it is who sent down tranquility into the hearts of the believers, that they might add faith to their faith. And Allah is of the host of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is ever knowing, wise, that he may cause the believing men and the believing women to enter gardens wherein flow rivers, to abide therein and remove from them their evil. And that is a grand achievement with Allah. And that he may chastise the hypocritical men and the hypocritical women and the polytheistic men and the polytheistic women, the entertainers of evil thoughts about Allah. On them is the evil turn, and Allah is wroth with them and has cursed them and prepared hell for them, and evil is the resort. Then in that same surah or chapter, starting in ayat of verse 27, Allah states, Allah indeed fulfilled the vision for his messenger with truth. You shall certainly enter the sacred mosque, if Allah please, in security. Your head shaved and hair cut short, not fearing. But he knows what you know not, so he has ordained a near victory before that. He it is who has sent his messenger with guidance and the religion of truth, that he may make it prevail over all religions, and Allah is enough for a witness. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and those with him are firm of heart against the disbelievers, compassionate among themselves. Thou seest them bowing down, prostrating themselves, seeking Allah's grace and pleasure, their marks on their faces in consequence of prostration. That is their description in the Torah and their description in the gospel, like seed produce that puts forth its sprout, then strengthens it, so it becomes stout and stands firmly on its stem, delighting the sowers, that he may enrage the disbelievers on account of them. Allah has promised such of them as believe and do good forgiveness, a great reward. And finally, from the Holy Quran Sharif, in Surah or Chapter 49, Ayat of verse 12, Allah states, O you who believe, avoid most of suspicion, for surely suspicion in some cases is sin, and spy not, nor let some of you backbite others. Does one of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? You abhor it, and keep your duty to Allah. Surely Allah is oft returning to mercy, merciful. Allah speaks the truth. Moving on to the Bible. In the book of Matthew, chapter 5, starting in verse 14, it reads, Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. SubhanAllah. It says, Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And then finally, in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, starting in verse 1, it reads, Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample thee under their feet and turn again and rend you. All right. Whew. Here we go. Again, our topic tonight is closing the gap between Minister Farrakhan and the believer. And it is indeed taken from the book, Closing the Gap, which is a series of interviews conducted by our dear brother Jibril Muhammad with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to give us insight into the man that I know I say I follow, I take instructions from. So I believe it would behoove all of us, if we don't have the book and haven't read the book, study the book. So I'm going to start with you, Brother Jacoby, first. As-salamu alaykum, sir.
Wa alaykum salam, sir.
Yes, sir. And because, if, to my knowledge, this is your first time on Conscious Black Nation.
Well, all praise is due to Allah. I think Sister Queen Aziza invited me to a show. I don't know if it's this specific show. This might be my first time on this show. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, it's, you know, not necessarily on the network, but on the show. So that's why I'm going to come to you first. And as the Queen always reminds all of the panelists or the guests, that you can come on one time. However, you can't just come on one time. So I expect to see you again, inshallah.
Yes, sir,
and
inshallah.
Our first question to you tonight, brother, is who and what is Minister Farrakhan?
All praises due to Allah. All praises, all praises, all praises due to Allah. The Honorable, inside of all praises due to Allah, inside of the Word, we say the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but praise be to Allah. What the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was given to him by Allah, the Supreme Being, Master Farah Muhammad. And inside, praise be to Allah, inside of the Word of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, inside of the Word of Master Farah Muhammad is himself. Yet taught by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan represents the oneness by being so submissive to the teacher. He represents the manifestation of the spirit, mind, and power of the Supreme Being himself. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is the representation of God's love for us. It goes to the scripture when the scripture says, when the disciples asked Jesus, when will we see the Father? And Jesus said to them, well, if I'm misquoting, I'm pretty sure Brother James can correct me. They asked, when will we see the Father? And Jesus said, have not the Father been among you the whole time? We are looking at the power of Master Farah Muhammad and the spirit and the man, the power, the spirit of Master Farah Muhammad and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the person of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. That's to me of who the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He is the last one. He is the last man, I believe, Brother Kareem, that Allah God has made, that Allah God has made to deal with the Satan. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad revealed, to the world who the devil was. And he said that that was only partial. That was only part of it. But yet the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was making a student to deal with Satan. And that is in accord with the scriptures. Because Jesus, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that Israel represents the white race. Okay, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad reveals the devil. But then you also have a Jesus that deals face to face with Satan, which would be the smartest and the most wisest among the Caucasian race, which would be representative of the Jews. And we read about that in John 8, chapter 40 through the 44th verse. So the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is, I don't believe, Brother Kareem, that Me, myself, I have not come to the fullness of who this man is. But like the Supreme Wisdom say, how through the messengers and apostles of God, his mystery was made known, and those who would follow the apostle would see the light. So inshallah, I pray to Allah, if I keep the spirit and keep the mind, if Allah allow me to, I'll be able to see more into this man that I already see. But from my standpoint, that's where I see, brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. All praise is due to Allah. And thank you for your response, brother. Student Minister James Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
Praise be to Allah. Same question to you, sir.
Well, first of all, Brother Kareem, let me say that I agree wholeheartedly with what our brother said. And it really, really expresses the proper perspective of the state status and position of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan currently. This is a man that is ever evolving, ever growing, ever arriving at his destiny. And so, using the word respect, if we are to properly respect him, then we must, as the word respect has the prefix re, which means to do again, and spec from the Latin word spectra, which means to look. If we are properly respecting the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, then we have to continually look at him again and again as circumstances manifest his further growth and development into ultimately what Allah God, through the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, has made and is making. So I agree with my brother in what you said. I'll just say this, Brother Jacoby, the scripture principally, as you expressed it, principally was correct in context. In verbiage, there's a little off, but the context and principle was conveyed properly. The response to Jesus when, the response from the Master when asked, Master, when will we see God? He said, I have been among you all these days, and you have not seen God?
Come on.
He said, when you see me, you see the Father, because I and the Father am one. And this is, in fact, who you're looking at, not the physical, nor the ultimate supreme power manifest in the supreme being, but he is a representative of both the supreme being and the Christ. Now look at that word represent. Here again, we have the prefix re, which means to do again, to do or to repeat. And then the suffix, present. Let us look how they define that denotatively in the dictionary. Present. According to the dictionary, the word present is defined as follows. Number one, being, existing, or occurring at this time or now, current, as in the present ruler. Number two, at this time, at hand, immediate. Number three, noting an action or state occurring at the moment of speaking. That's A and B, noting or pertaining to a tense or other verb formation with such meaning. Number four, being with one or others or in the specified or understood place. Number five, being here. Number six, existing or occurring in a place, thing, combination, or the like. Number seven, being actually here or under consideration. Okay, I think that's enough. The overriding and underlying theme here contextually is that the word present means here, means existing, meaning now, not later, not before, but now. And so when you put the prefix re to the word present, then you have to be in existence again, now, right now, to be current, at this time. All right. So if he's the representative of the Supreme Being and his Christ, that means that they are currently present in the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
What you say?
So, Brother Jacoby, you are right on it, dear brother. And this is why Jesus said, I've been among you all these days and you have yet to see God, because he's here. He's present in my being, in my person. He's here. When you see me, you see the Father. So when you see the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, you see a representation of God and his Christ. Well, that may be a bit too beefy for some to chew on, but I mean, I can't say it any other way.
Well,
so thank you, Brother Jacoby. You hit it right on the head. I'm just supporting what you said, dear brother.
All praise be due to Allah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Thank you. And my dear brother, Jihad Amos Muhammad, assalamu alaikum, sir.
Alaikum salam, sir.
Yes, sir, all praise is due to Allah. I'm going to go to question number two for you, brother, because I, because of your particular activity, and I'm going to say that, and anybody don't understand what I mean by activity, go to YouTube and check out Cam's song, Active. You might get the message. The question I have for you, my brother, is when it concerns the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, what is his mission?
Yes, sir. First, let me seek refuge with Allah, assistance against the shaitan within myself and outside of myself.
Yes, sir.
And let me bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who came to us in the person of Master Farah Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever. And I want to bear witness to the exalted Christ being present and alive and well among us today. And I want to bear witness to the most honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and his mission, the man and his mission,
yes,
as being our divine leader, teacher, and guide. Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum.
You know,
well, the most honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, in studying this divine man of God, well, we know he's not an ordinary man.
Mm.
He's an extraordinary man with extraordinary powers that's under control. And when you go into our lessons, well, when you go into the writings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, in fact, if you go on page 19 of the Message to the Black Man, going over into page 20, it speaks about a son being made. It speaks about one being made to redeem the world. Now, one will read and say, well, this is Master Farah Muhammad. Yes, it mentioned Master Farah Muhammad. But there's a reverse role process going on as well. You have the father of Master Farah Muhammad, and you have the son of the Father, which is Master Farad Muhammad. But then you have another Father who is present among us, and you have a Son who is present among us. The
That's
only
right.
difference between this Son and the Son that was sent to us as our personal Savior, Master Farad Muhammad, is that this Son didn't have to study various books. He was just instructed by his Father to stand up and teach and let Allah speak through him.
That's
and
right.
Master Farad Muhammad, out of the love of Master Farad Muhammad, if you will, the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is the recipient or the Khalifa, the successor of the wisdom of Master Farad Muhammad and the exalted Christ.
Come on.
So his mission is to assist in the redemption or in redeeming the lost sheep of Israel. That's his mission, is to help assist. And when I say help assist, is that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, I will get them all through you. So if he's going to get them all through him, that means he have to assist him. He have to submit his will to do the will of the one who is going to get them all through himself. So the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan have submitted his will, no longer resisting. He submitted his will to do the will of Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad
right.
and the exalted Christ. So these are the two that is backing him, and they backing him to do what? To help free us from our mental slavery. And if we are obedient to him as he is obedient to the two that is backing him, then we will not only be free mentally, but we'll be free physically.
Mm-hmm.
So that's his mission to me, what I see, that he is that son. If you go on page 12 in the message to the black man, I don't have mine on me, I'm driving right now, but if you go on page 12 in the message to the black man, you'll see and begin with, on that day, a son of a man.
Yes, sir.
Forgive me, family, I'm right here in the project. We just had a recent killing over here. Four people got shot, two dead. So we coming over here to talk to some of the family members over here. But anyway, that's how I see our Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I see him as one who come to redeem the lost sheep of Israel. And on that day, it said that a son of a man would judge the nation. Then the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad asked the question, who is the father of this son? Is he a spirit or is he a flesh and blood human being?
Come on.
So I don't want to go on and on and on, but that's basically it in a nutshell. The father of this human being that will judge the nation, the father of this son of man, is the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the true and living personification of the God, because he said one day that Master Farad Muhammad had made him all up into himself.
That's
and when
right.
one make you when one make you all up into himself, that means you take on his role. You take
That's
on
right.
his function, his title, his crown. And the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad say, if you know of anybody who is closer to me, closer to Allah in wisdom than myself, bring him to me and I will give him my crown. He said they would, if they could, prove that I'm not the messenger of God. He said, but I am his messenger because he had made me into him. He made me his messenger. But he also said that he had made me all up into himself. So Master Farad Muhammad have lined his mind up with the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, if you see him, you see the wisdom of Master Farad Muhammad being manifested in this man. And if you see the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, this is the new man or new mind of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Praise be to Allah.
Right,
yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
To Allah.
Hey. Oh, yes. As I posted in the advertisement, sucker free, y'all. We sucker free. Praise be to Allah. All right, we're going to move forward now. But before
Brother Kareem, if you don't mind, excuse me, Brother Jacoby, as well. I beg your pardon, dear brother. But I just don't, I don't want us to gloss over what our brother just described he's doing or shared with us what he's doing.
No, sir. Believe me. I'm going to say this right now. And what he just stated that he is actively doing. See, I'm looking at that word active. What he is actively doing bears witness to. It's, as a matter of fact, it is actually the one of the answers or one of the examples to the fifth question on this list. He's already answered it. You know, we just hadn't got there yet. But no, not at all, because I wanted to remind the listening audience to press one on their dial pad and those in the chat room to type in their questions, because I know they're going to have some. That's all I was going to do, because before I let our brother Jihad Amos Muhammad move, because I know he's got to deal with that, I wanted him to share with us again who he is, and I wanted him to share something about the BYC.
Yes, sir. All right, soldier. I'll be right here. I ain't going nowhere.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I mean,
yes, sir. Salaam alaikum.
Right. Wa alaikum salam. Yes, because sir. I mean, we just heard him speak about the fact of something that takes place in our communities daily.
Sir,
I mean, throughout the day, and they're going. Right there on the battlefield.
Yes,
all right. As Student Minister James Muhammad used that word, representing God. See, they're out there actually in the field. Our topic is closing the gap between Minister Farrakhan and the believers. Well, what is that gap? What is that gap? In order to really look at it, I went to Webster earlier today, and I looked up the word gap. I looked up some other words, too, but let's deal with the word gap. Gaps is defined as a break in a barrier, wall, hedge, listen to this one, or line of military defense. It says an assailable position, and something that's assailable means that it's easily attacked. It's you can't defend it. It says an incomplete or deficient area, a break in continuity, lack of balance. And here is the definition which I think really, really describes this gap that we're talking about between the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the believers. It defines it as a wide difference in character or attitude. It says it comes from the Latin word hiare, to gape or to yawn. And most of the time, people, when they yawn, they say, oh, well, I'm sleepy. They say it indicates being sleepy. Actually, when we yawn, what it indicates is a lack of oxygen. We're not breathing properly. And we'll get into what that, the significance of that is in a minute. However, forgive me for cutting you off, Student Minister James Muhammad, but if you would go right ahead and say what you had to say about what our brother Jihad Amos Muhammad is actually actively involved in right now.
Well, thank you, brother. And let me encourage my brother to go on and do what Allah has missioned you to do through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, brother. We'll handle this with the help of Allah. Go ahead. You got boots on the ground, man. Give your attention to that.
May I be properly released, sir?
Yes, sir.
If you're asking me. Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. I love y'all so much. May Allah continue
love
to bless
you
each
too,
one
brother.
Of
you.
Love you too, Josh.
And what I wanted to say was what he shared with us regarding his activity, his current activity, typifies what he, leading the young brothers and sisters in the BYC, that acronym means build your community. That typifies what he's about. And that also manifests and represents what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said that not only he should do, but what we all, particularly as FOI, should be engaged in, particularly whenever our people suffer a loss, some injustice, some pain. We need to be right there on the spot. So now let me just get into what I had stated in the beginning of this show regarding Brother Jihad. When we were blessed to host the Day of Atonement 2010, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan stood our brother up and embraced him publicly and announced how much he loved Brother Jihad and the work that he was doing with the BYC. Now, that was the public declaration. Now, let me share with you the private, or rather that which those thousands of ears and eyes were not privy to, but by the grace of Allah, I was. He stated to me directly, he said, leave him alone. That's what he said. Leave him alone. In other words, he said, don't interfere with his work trying to bring him in under some authority, whether it be of the mosque or otherwise. Leave him alone. And then he said, his job is to build the mosque on the outside. I'll repeat. He said, his job is to build the mosque on the outside. And then he gave me my job, my instructions, which I won't repeat because it may upset those who are already upset with me. But I'm saying on behalf of my brother, his direct instructions is to build the mosque on the outside. And for us, those of us who are quote-unquote in leadership, those of us who are quote-unquote registered members. And then while I'm on that point, I was blessed to be the student minister to which or to whom Brother Jihad recited his student enrollment and the actual facts. So he is a registered member of the Nation of Islam. Just to answer that concern that I heard was expressed. He is a student in the ministry with the permission, direct permission and instruction of student minister Rasul Hakim Muhammad, who invited him to the ministry class and conference, which by the grace of Allah, we are blessed to conduct and moderate every Saturday morning. So he is a student in the ministry. He is a registered Muslim. And in fact, he is doing the work that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan commissioned him to do with the admonishment to us, leave him alone. I'm going to say that again. Leave him alone. I hope that's clear. May Allah bless you. Thank you, Brother Kareem. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. All praise is due to Allah. I mean, that's
And Brother Kareem, I do have that clip from, I think it was the 15th anniversary of the Million Man March, minister acknowledged Brother Jihad.
Well, yes, ma'am, by all means.
All right, it's less than 2 minutes long, so here we go.
Go home and atone with your wife, your children, your fathers, your mothers. Sit down and iron it out and come away stronger. I thank the BYC, young brothers. Come on out here, son. Brother Jihad. See, when the FOI didn't show up, Bill, your community showed up and brought people here tonight. These are soldiers. They're not in the mosque. You don't have to be in no mosque to be a soldier. You just got to have it in your heart. Well, I guess it's time to go. I had an enjoyable time with you. I love you all. I thank God for all of you. And if I hurt your feelings, I hope you'll forgive me, because I didn't mean any harm. I just want to tell the truth.
That's
and it. I don't want you to think I'm boasting. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, like Jesus, he waited until it was the end of his time.
All praise is due to Allah.
Yes, sir.
That's right. All praise is due to Allah. That's right. I mean, it could be no plainer, because again, right on point, right on time with our topic, because that's what we have to do. We have to close this gap. There's a great disparity between many, I'm not going to say all, but many who say that they are with or followers or students of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I mean, he, without a doubt, is doing his job. And there are those, like Brother Jihad, as an example, who are evident. It's evident that they are doing the job. What about the rest of us? That's not a question for anybody to answer. I'm just putting it out there. Now, in line with our topic, I want to go to the book, Closing the Gap. And in the introduction, I'm not going to read the entire introduction, just a portion of it. It reads, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad stated that the ultimate aim and purpose of Master Farad Muhammad was, is, to make each one into a God, and that's God with a big G. If that is his purpose, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, would it have a purpose except for the purpose of the master? And Minister Louis Farrakhan wouldn't have a purpose except for the purpose of the student of the master. Then it is safe to say that the ultimate aim and purpose of Minister Louis Farrakhan is the same as the master, to make each one of us into a God. Now, that having been stated, I'm going to come to you, Brother Jacoby. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Yes, sir. Wa alaikum salam.
Now, from what I just read from the introduction and what we have been discussing so far, how do you see this statement from the introduction? You know, I mean, the entire statement. And when I say how do you see that, so How, in what way, since that is the ultimate purpose of Minister Louis Farrakhan, he says, is the same as the master, to make each one of us into a god, how is this accomplished?
All praise is due to Allah. I think that the prerequisite, all praise is due to Allah, the prerequisite to any the prerequisite to any relationship, the foundation of that relationship would have to be rooted in love. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that master, and I heard the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan say this, that Master Farad Muhammad wooed him like he wooed a woman. And he said that he fell in love with Master Farad Muhammad, so much so that he didn't want to be himself. So if he didn't want to be himself, who did he want to be? All praise is due to Allah. He wanted to be like Master Farad Muhammad. This is, I believe, Brother James and the brothers and sisters that's listening, how Master Farad Muhammad was, how the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was made into how, the question was asked, how do you know you met God? And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, because he made me all up into himself. But this is how I believe how he was made all up into himself, which was, or that self, which was Master Farad Muhammad. He fell in love with the man so much that he didn't want himself, that when you seen the Honorable Elijah Muhammad among us, sitting among us, was God in the person, Master Farad Muhammad in the person. And I think that the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the same situation, the same example with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, he loved the Honorable Elijah Muhammad so much. It's recorded in the table talk that, dear apostle, I don't want myself, dear apostle. I want you, dear apostle. I don't want myself. I want you. And he said that he fell in love with the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So much so, we see the presence of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and that is how he's able to continue and do the work that his father has done and is doing. So just for me in a nutshell, I think that the prerequisite to be made into the image of the God is, like the scripture says, love God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. This is how I believe that we, all of us, can be made into a God.
Wa alaikum salam. All praise is due to Allah. Thank you, sir. Well, now, to Minister James Muhammad.
Yes,
sir. I'm coming,
yes,
to you. It's the same question. Like I said, from that one excerpt, from the introduction of Closing the Gap. You know, what is the process? I mean, I know we have our lessons, and we are to we got the number one program, which is the final call. However, what is the process? How do we obtain the type of character, the type of mind, the type of heart that belongs to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan?
Well, dear brother, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan stated that Allah God, who appeared in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, brought the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad through the same path, or by the same path that he himself was brought. If he's going, and he did, he said, I have made you. to take my place among the people. In fact, about it, before he departed, he said, you don't need me anymore.
Mm.
That's a heavy thing for God to tell you. I'm still wrapping my head around that one. But the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said that he brought the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad along the same lines, the same path upon which he was brought, or along which he was brought. And that's the same thing we all must do. That's the path we all must travel. There's no peripheral path, like many different ways to get to the same destination that we'd like to ascribe to the many different faith expressions who profess to have the same ultimate goal, to become one with God and his Christ. But no, we have to be brought along the same pathway that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was brought, that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has been and is being brought, if in fact we want to arrive at the same destination. Remember, the scripture puts in the mouth of the Jesus, come follow me, not worship me, but come follow me so that where I am, you can be also. He wasn't talking about somewhere in sky beyond the sun, moon, and stars and some ethereal spiritual heaven. No. He was at the right hand of the Father and, in fact, became the executor of the will of the Father. And, in fact, the Father put him over everything in the universe with the exception of himself. So this is what we must do. We must follow the path of those who have already traversed it. Our example is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I don't know how to get there. I tell you straight up, I don't know how to get, I want to get there, but I don't know how to get there. I rely solely and wholly on the leadership, guidance, and word of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to get there. I have no other teacher, no other leader, no other guide but him. I don't wish to be like anyone else, like any of his laborers, any of his ministers, any of his captains. No. I want to be like him. I would say, brother, that we have to be brought along the same path of those who have already arrived at the point to which we are hoping and praying we will ultimately arrive. I'll just say this also. When the man asked Jesus, how do I attain the kingdom? Jesus said, do the law. The man, in my opinion, somewhat arrogantly responded, I'm already doing that. Then Jesus in words said, good. Then I want you to go home, sell all of your possessions, and take all of the money and give it to the poor. Pick up your cross, not my cross. These are the master's words according to scripture. Pick up your cross and follow me. We all have a cross to bear, and we must bear the cross if we want the crown, because the cross is the pathway to the crown, and the crown is to become God in our person. Thank you, Brother Kareem.
All praises to Allah. Thank you, sir. Wa alaikum salam. Thank you. Queen Aziza.
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Yes, ma'am. All praise is due to Allah. Well, we're gonna take some questions from the chat room and the phone. However, I wanted to get your take on what we're discussing tonight.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely positive. You know, I'm all about balance now.
Well, you know, Brother Kareem, in actuality, when you came up with this topic, it was so intriguing to me, and I didn't really know where you were going in totality with this topic. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, some other things came into play. But I want to share just a little bit of insight, if you would, that
yes, ma'am.
I was so blessed to receive today from one of our elders in
Crazy.
The nation, from Minister Lucius Bey Muhammad, who I had a 3-hour conversation with today, and all I can say is all praises due to Allah for
right.
the gift of that brother, his experience, and his wisdom. And something that was, I can't even describe what it was. I would say fantastic, but that cuts it short. As it relates to the topic itself,
mm-hmm.
he says that we cannot allow others to turn us into hypocrites.
Come on.
And that we have to grow and learn and study in the way of Allah in order for us as a nation to be successful, and it begins with us loving one another, well, loving ourselves, loving Allah, loving one another. And so when I thought about the topic, closing the gap between the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the believers, I know with a surety that many would say, well, what is he talking about? And just so happens, there are about 5 or 6 people who have asked that question in the chat room already. But let's just look at for a moment, the gap between us and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. You know, you can't get something for nothing.
Come on.
And the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has sacrificed much. He has been through much. He has withstood all kinds of ridicule and abuse, and not only from his open and known enemy, but for the people that he's actually standing up for.
Mm.
And so it takes a hell of a man to defend a people that go against you. He's defending people who are going against him, and he still smiles, and he still expresses his love, his care, his concern, and his desire for us to be victorious in reaching that pinnacle in Islam where we can truly say that we are Muslims.
That's right.
And it's one thing to say, I'm a Muslim. You can claim to be whatever you want to be.
Hmm.
But mere belief accounts for nothing unless carried into practice.
That's right.
And so what I learned from Minister Lucius today is that it doesn't matter what people claim that they are.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what titles that they wear. But Allah will judge you on your deeds.
Come on.
And if your deeds are unrighteous, then so are you. And there's no escaping. There's no hiding. There's no camouflaging with Allah. You can fool some of the people, but Allah is all-knowing. And if we really and truly believe that, if we believe in the power of Allah, then that is what we would surrender to. And that will be the force that guides us and keeps us obedient. So I just wanted to share that. It was a very profound experience for me to have a conversation with brother. He's 100 years old, and if Allah says the same, he'll be 101 years old this May 8th. And I just thank Allah for him for allowing me to experience that, to open my eyes and to see that it is so not about how others perceive us. And like I was telling my dear little brother Jahad today, I don't care what people say about you. I don't care what they call you. You stand on your square and do what Allah has commissioned you to do, and you never do less than that. So that's all I wanted to say, Brother Kareem, and thank you for the opportunity.
Praise is due to Allah. Thank you. Well, you said quite a bit. We can shut the show down now. We have all our answers. All jokes aside, all praise is due to Allah, because again, what you have shared, it lends credence. It has begun to answer those who ask the question, well, what is he talking about? I'm going to just say this very quickly. We talk about the gap between the believers and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, like I said, is vast. Let me just clear or define another word. See, there's a book, like I said, that we all need to have and must study, along with all the other literature, Closing the Gap. Just look at the front of the book. It says, Closing the Gap, Interviews of the Heart, Mind, and Soul of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And it says, conducted and compiled by Jibril Muhammad. But look at what it says. And my brother Jacoby earlier said, he quoted from the Bible, you must serve God with what? All your heart, what? Mind, what? Soul, what? And that's what this book talks about. And so why did he label it or title the book Closing the Gap? Closing the gap between what? Between whom? So the word closing, which comes from the word close, is defined as a concluding part. And it says from close, which is defined as enclose, contain, to bring or bind together the parts or edges of, to fill up, to make complete, to draw near to. And here, the final definition, to enter into complete agreement. What am I talking about? What are we talking about tonight? I mean, let's look at the situation. You see, when the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan comes to speak, or is somewhere, when he speaks and talks to the people, you see life coming to the people. You see them come awake. You see a stirring in them. They begin to think. They come into motion. You actually see the resurrection of the dead. Some even accept and come in to join the ranks. And then the minister leaves. So let's look 90 days down the road to a year. I've seen this with my own eyes. Some of those who heard, they'll come out when the minister's there, but do they come and participate with the quote-unquote, believers there in the city. What type of contact do we as believers have with the people? Are we just there trying to sell them something, or are we becoming their friends? Are we showing them that we are there to serve them, or are we just presenting ourselves as somebody that's trying to get a dollar out of their pocket? So, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. In other words, when the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is on scene, you can tell that God is present. But when it comes to the majority of us who say that we are believers and followers, we have to look, because I have to look at myself and ask this question daily. When I come on the scene, am I causing chaos or am I bringing light? That's what I'm talking about. Are we properly representing, as Student Minister James Muhammad so eloquently and perfectly, I'm going to say, yeah, perfectly defined, are we representing this man, I'm going to say this man for now, that we say we follow? In other words, when we walk the street, when people come in our presence, are they seeing, excuse my language, our little Rudy Poot butt, or are they seeing the presence of God? That's what I'm talking about. And that's the gap that's there. We're mm-hmm. supposed to be saviors. There's no question that the minister is a savior. The question I have to ask myself is, am I, or am I striving to be? And the answer to that is not from anyone else. It's by the effect that I have on those who come into my presence. So I hope I've made that clear. And now, Queen Aziza, I'd like to go to the phones, if we can, and take questions, if we have any. Queen Aziza?
She must be working on that chat room, brother.
Yes. I'm sorry. Area code 682, your mic is live. I think that's Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Yes, it is.
As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum.
I'm just happy that I tuned in because I am processed and I received my letter, but I found that it opened up a lot of questions for me just looking up the three words gap, you know, it's a small word, but it's a big meaning to it. And I'm happy to be here. So
Please.
I was just, what's the gap that needs to be closed? Is it consist of the people, or is it a spiritual?
You say, first of all, who are you, sister, if you don't mind identifying yourself?
I'm sorry. Sister Angela from Fort Worth, Miles 52.
All praise is due to Allah. Well, thank you, Sister Angela.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute. Hold on. Sister Angela. I'm sorry, but Kareem, I asked her to come on because I wanted all of us to join together in welcoming our sister home. Our sister's letter passed inspection, and she is
Allahu
now
Akbar.
Sister Angela
Allahu
Eck.
All praise
to
Allah.
Welcome home, dear sister Eck.
Allah.
Congratulations. Yes.
Right.
Congratulations to you, beloved. And we love you, Sister Angie, and we thank you, and we appreciate you. And you know what they say, when we get a brother, we get an individual. But when we get a sister, we get a nation. So all
That's
praise
right.
is due to Allah.
All
congratulations,
to Allah.
Queen.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Yes, but like you
say, all praise is due to Allah.
Congratulations and welcome home.
Sacrifice for being obedient.
All praise is due to Allah. Welcome, sister. All praise is due to Allah.
All praise is due to Allah.
My question was, talking about gap, are you talking about an individual, or are we talking about you know, something spiritual, or do it do it connect together as a whole?
Yes, me. Well, see, you yourself, right, with what you just said, have answered your own question, but to delve into it further, I would say yes, it goes together. Because let me say this. See, oftentimes when we hear that term spiritual, many of us still have and I use the term spooky. Not that you're spooky, but I use the term,
right.
We still have a kind of a murky understanding of what spiritual is.
Right.
You know, we still see spiritual as something that is not in reality. In all actuality, everything is spiritual. It's just different levels. It's just where we're at. And so that gap that we're talking about tonight is indeed one of a spiritual nature. It may make it easier for you if when you think of spiritual, think of the spiritual as simply being the mind of God. When God says that my thoughts are not your thoughts, they're from above and yours are from below. So see, anything that is of good, anything that is of a high nature, anything that leads us to do that which is right, I'm going to say it that way, then that is, quote, unquote, the spiritual.
Okay.
You know, in that sense. And so this gap, and as a matter of fact, since, see, Allah is God, for real, and he's not no spook. In the book, Closing the Gap, it's on page 48. Let me share this very quickly. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan was asked a question, and this is part of his answer. He states, "Now I am looking at the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, a man who wrote hundreds of thousands of words and spoke millions of words, some of which we know, some of which we don't know, but enough of what he wrote and said we do know. When that man is no longer here, his words are subjected to how we evaluate, perceive, interpret, and then carry into practice his words based upon our perception. The Holy Quran teaches we take Allah's coloring, and Allah is best at coloring. That is a very powerful statement. But who is the we? If you take Allah God's coloring, then you see things through his eyes. When you see things through the eyes of Allah God, you cannot see wrongly because you see as he sees. But if you see things through the eyes of your vanity, if you see things through the eyes of your perversity, if you see things through the eyes of desire, then you can misperceive what you are looking at because you feel you are right and believe you are right. You go forward with power in a wrong direction thinking you are right, and you end up possibly destroying the very thing you say you desire to uphold." And that actually, the question you asked actually took us into our fourth question, which is from what we just shared.
Yes,
ma'am. And I want to thank you for your question. And don't go nowhere. Please stay with us. We're glad to have you. I want to go to Brother Jacoby now first. And from what we just read and what the question our sister asked, brother, you know, how do you see that statement that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan just made in Closing the Gap and the question that our sister asked?
All praise is due to Allah, man. You know, as a student of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, it would be beneath my dignity to not mention his words on this very subject.
Yes,
sister. All praise is due to Allah, sister. If you have the book, called Closing the Gap. It's on page 26 and through 27. It's called Closing the Gap Part 1, The Origin and the Evolution of Gaps. And Brother Kareem, if you don't, sir?
No, go right ahead, bro. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. If you don't mind, I would just like to read the minister's words. Oh, I'm not going to read everything because I don't want to, you know, but I'll read the Honorable Minister of Farrakhan's words.
Yes, sir.
It says, praise be to Allah, it says, this is where the problem begins. First, he has to grow to understand his mission. In the course of his growth, persons come to help him at every stage of his evolution.
Mm-hmm.
As people do not always evolve with the leader, some fall off when the leader is in the seminal stage. Some fall off when the leader is a clot. Some fall off when the leader is embryonic. Some fall off when the leader is in the fetus stage. Some fall off when the leader is a child in understanding. Some others fall off as he began to mature. There are those who think they fully know him and his teaching when they became acquainted with him in the clot stage. However, such people lose sight of him as he evolves, and they go out thinking they fully know him and his teaching. What they know, but a gap develops and widens between them and the leader as he goes through the clot stage, the embryonic stage, the fetus stage, the child stage, and finally become the mature man. So the question is asked, what can prevent this? His help has to evolve with him. All of his help may not necessarily have been formed under the unique circumstances that led to his evolutionary development from before he was actually in physical form, even while that which produced him was being formed. So now he comes into the world constitutionally fit for his mission, but his helpers may or may not have that base, that brilliance, that insight, that foresight which comes from being divinely prepared. So his helpers at best come according to their own understanding of this man, his mission and his teachings, at the moment in time when they first encounter him. But as he continues to grow and evolve, change and mature, perhaps they will not see him in the same way in the next phase of his development as they saw him in the stage when they first came to help him. Why? Because he sufficed a particular need that was very personal and individual for them. When the need is met, they claim him as their leader. As he evolves more and more, if they do not grow with him, a gap develops. Therefore, Allah gives his servant helpers from himself. That help is the best help, because these persons grow along the same line the servant grew. They are formed in the same way he is formed. Their hearts are formed in the same way his heart is formed. Therefore, these helpers see into this man what other helpers may not see, because the latter were not made from Allah to be his helpers in the same way or degree as the former. However, the latter accept the role of a helper. Nevertheless, if they don't stay in constant submission, in constant obedience, in constant study, and in constant growth, then gaps will develop between the teacher and the student that will lead the student sometimes to be critical of the teacher when the teacher grows beyond the particular need of that helper that motivated the helper first one to help. This is the way I would answer that question.
All right.
All praise is due to Allah. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. Student Minister James Muhammad, sir.
sir, Brother Kareem.
Yes, sir. I know our brother just built the structure, and he laid the foundation, built the structure and everything. He even painted it and put the roof on it. However, I yet want to get your input. You know,
I will say very hurriedly or very hastily that he did say exactly, he spoke exactly to the question.
Yes, sir.
The only thing that I could do is to read more of what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan stated and then give some scriptural support in context that, of course, undergirds what he's saying. But Brother Jacoby, I mean, he laid it out, and he used the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, "I can do no less."
Yes, sir.
Or more for that matter. In the book, and that book again is Closing the Gap, in the introduction, which is page 16 under the Roman numerical expression, the question is posed, well, where exactly is the gap? It was put like this in the Old Testament. My thoughts are not your thoughts, and neither are my ways your ways. Mine are from above, while yours are from beneath. Then it went on to say that as the rain falls down from heaven, so shall my word be that cometh out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish what I will and prosper whereunto I send it. It's clear by this statement, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan continues, that someone is operating or thinking on a higher level, therefore able to do greater things and accomplish more than the one who is operating beneath. So there forms a gap or a difference in the results of a person whose thoughts are from above and the person's whose thoughts are from beneath. The gap exists in the thought consciousness. And if the gap exists in thought, then the gap can be closed by thought.
Come on.
These are the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And, of course, there's more. In the Quran, in the 49th surah or chapter, under the section Respect for Muslim Brotherhood.
Yes, sir.
Beginning with the 14th verse, it reads, "The dwellers of the desert say, we believe, say. You believe not, but say, we submit, and faith has not yet entered into your hearts. And if you obey Allah and his messenger, he will not diminish aught of your deeds. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful." Now back to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He writes, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What is the substance? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that thought can be measured. It travels at the speed of 24 billion miles per second. Is thought substance? How do we transfer that substance into material evidence? We are told in the scriptures that as a man or woman thinketh in his heart, so is he. At no time does man ever manifest or experience anything that he is not conscious of being. try as you might to fight the circumstances, situations, or people. It is like shattering a full-body mirror. You are only fighting the image, not the source of the image, which is your consciousness. Now, I want to stop right there with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's words and go back to the Quran. The dwellers of the desert say, "We believe." And then they are cautioned, say, "You believe not, but rather say, we submit, and faith has not yet entered into the heart." Now, dealing with these gaps that are being formed as a result of the absence of faith, how does faith develop when it is not present? The precursor to the development of faith is obedience. And this is why Allah says in the Quran, don't say faith yet. Say I submit, because our submission is the pathway to the establishment of faith and the manifestation of the unseen substance that faith establishes or is comprised of. So it's obedience, submission to the will of Allah. And my dear Sister Angela, again, we're so thankful to Allah for you. Remember these words, dear sister. Obedience. Obedience. Obedience to who? Obedience to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Now, why do I say that? That doesn't preclude or exclude obedience to those in authority over us by Allah God's permission. But when I say obedience to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, I underscore that because whatever comes out of the mouth of any of those who declare and profess that they are representatives of what he says and instructs and are conveyors of what he says and instructs, you must put over what they say what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan says. You know, like those tests that we're given in high school and in junior high school, they have an answer key. We fill in the dots with the number 2 pencil, the blank spaces, and then the answer key is laid over to see if the answers fit the dots or the spaces that we colored in. And if they fit, then we are judged with a correct answer. And if they don't fit, then that means our answer was wrong. So it is with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Whatever we are told by others who represent him or declare to represent him, his message and his instructions, you must study the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan so closely that you can use his word as an answer key, lay it over what they say. And if the dots match, then you follow it. And if they don't match, then don't follow it. That's my advice to my dear sister and to all who are listening. Now, I'll close on this point, Brother Kareem. Gaps are indeed a problem. And, of course, your theme is the gaps that exist between Minister Farrakhan and the believer. So it indicates that there is a problem with gaps, and the gaps are problematic with the believers and in the believers and among the believers. However, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan instructs us that whenever there is a problem with the believers, never look to the believers as the source of the problem. Always look to leadership. Those are his words.
Come
not
on.
Mine.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Now, the man of God, according to the book in the introduction, he stands in the gap.
Come on.
As a bridge. To bridge the gap that exists so that the people whose thoughts are beneath can come up in thought, that he may, through going on this bridge, cross over into that upper level thinking, you see? But when the gaps are not bridged, when they are closed, or when they are not closed, then we have to ask, who's standing in the gap? And is the one standing in the gap facilitating our crossing over and crossing upward into the mind of God? And this is a food for thought. Let me stop here, Brother Kareem. Thank you,
yes,
brother.
Sir.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. All praise is due to Allah. And I mean, again, like I said, I'm just watching Allah work myself, because what you just shared speaks directly to the next reading.
Mm. All praise due to Allah.
I couldn't have planned this, bro.
Yes, sir.
And the next reading comes from, as you said, the word. Okay, you talking about the answer key, just what you just said. Mm-hmm. It's from the book, The Restrictive Law of Islam is Our Success, by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, on page 95,
mm-hmm.
which is entitled, it's the beginning of Guiding Rules of Conduct, is point number one, where it states, obey those in authority among you, and obey non-believers in authority over you, as long as it does not conflict with your religion.
Mm-hmm.
He goes on to define conflict as a state of opposition between ideas, interests, etc. Disagreement or controversy to come into opposition. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan states, well, you have to know your religion in order to know when somebody is asking you to do something outside of your religion. This rule and guiding principle puts a heavy burden on any brother or sister who wants to assume or has assumed a position of authority, because the believer is asked to obey you as long as what you tell them or ask them to do is not conflicting with our religion. But if a believer feels that a brother or sister who has some authority is purposely picking on them, then they are to obey the command. But afterwards, they are to make a complaint to his or her superior officer. And once the complaint is made, you as a superior officer have the right and authority to look into it. And if you find an officer purposely picking on a believer, then set him or her down immediately.
Come
Why?
On, brother.
Why? Because a person like that will kill the spirit of the believer, and
Jesus,
that is murder. When you are not protecting the spirit of the believer by the way you handle the believer, you kill their spirit. Then you are a murderer in another sense, because once a believer's spirit is killed, I don't want to come back here no more. I don't want to give no more.
Come on,
and I'll
man.
Never bring a lost found to the mosque to be mistreated like I was. The minister gives an example. He says, say I am the captain of the mosque, and I see that you're a weak brother. And I say, look, brother, I want you to go get me a pack of cigarettes or the reefer man. You just came up out the street. You know the man out there that's selling, right? Well, you go bring me some. But if that's against your religion, why would you obey him simply because he has some position of authority? You have a right. This is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan speaking. You have a right to disobey authority when authority asks you to do something that against your religion, whether it's outside the Nation of Islam or inside the Nation of Islam. But if authority asks you to do something that doesn't conflict with your religion, go on and obey for the sake of the peace of the mosque. If you're ill and you don't feel well, that's something different. But use deliberative dialogue. Talk to one another and appeal to one another in righteousness, and those in authority should listen. Otherwise, they may not be in authority too long.
That's right.
If those who are in positions of influence are not careful with how we use our mouth, then the people that look up to us, who are being influenced by us, when we say so-and-so is a hypocrite and they believe in us, then they will come together in secret council and do something that may cause us all to feel ashamed and be taken aback. I believe I can stand before Allah and his messenger with a clear conscience that I have never asked any of you to do anything that violates his law. So speaks the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And just like you just said, I mean, that's what we're getting to. We're talking about the gap or the gaps, but closing the gap between the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the believers. I mean, let's think about this now. Let's consider his words. Just this past Savior's Day, when he talked about, and I'm not throwing this up in nobody's face, but these are the minister's words, when he talked about those who whore themselves simply for a position, for a title.
Mm-hmm.
See, now, it's real simple. See, nobody has, I mean, yes, we use the term. We say minister, captain, lieutenant, or student minister, student, captain, student. But the bottom line is, you see, if I'm really a minister or student minister, nobody even has to say that, because why? My behavior,
right.
My activity shows
right.
that I am that. We had
that's
a saying
right.
back when I was coming up as a junior FOI, because of the captain that I came up under, we said, hey, captain, make it happen. That's that's how you knew. Nobody had to tell you who he was, because he made it happen. Again, we're talking about the presence of God in the human being, being active and actuated. That's the gap that we're working to close. As you said, Student Minister James Muhammad, my brother, Brother James.
That's right. That's
we,
right.
Yes, sir, we have to line ourselves up just as the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad lined himself up with his teacher, Master Farad Muhammad, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan lined himself up with his teacher, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Then since we have been saying, and even the minister has let us know, not out of some bragging, but to give you a peep into what's going on and what we need to do, I'm going to just say it like this, plain and simple. Since he is the Jesus, then we are the disciples. See, many people get that confused. When you say disciples, they want to think of the 12. No, the 12 were called the apostles. There were many disciples. A disciple simply means one who is under the discipline of a particular master or teacher. So we have to look at ourselves in light of the scripture. Everything that's in the book, the New Testament, that it's talking about. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad himself made this statement. He said it's not necessarily that what's in there is untrue, it's just that they don't have the understanding of it. Because individuals keep trying to put it in the past. But I tell you that this is today, right now.
That's right. So
that means that what do I need
that's
to
right.
do? That means I need to find myself in the script. What should I be doing? I don't necessarily mean be trying to find out, oh, where am I, Peter? Am I Paul? That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that based upon this scripture, when you see the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, when you see Master Faraj Muhammad, when you see the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, then based on that and based on our activity, based on the scripture, we can tell exactly where we should be and what we need to be doing. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan stated at one point in time, and I remember the lecture, he said that he didn't have to plan on what to do or figure out what to do. All he had to do was make sure that he placed his feet directly in the footprints of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and he knew he was on course. And that is exactly what we have to do. So we're down to 8 minutes, and I didn't do it at the top of the second hour because we were deep into it. I want to do this very quickly. This is Conscious Black Nation here on the Nation Building Network. We do have sponsors here, and anybody that would like to sponsor the Nation Building Network, please contact us. But three of the sponsors that we have currently are Kareem's Construction. That's right, Kareem's Construction offers room additions, remodeling, new construction, roofing, plumbing, electrical, handyman services, tile, and many others. They can be contacted at 314-651-1094. We are also sponsored by Amin Holistic Health Center. Remember, the thought is the act is the fact. Amin Holistic Health Center provides guidance in the following: better health through nutrition, success through faith and works, spiritual progress, conquering addiction, aromatherapy, herbology, and never getting sick again. Amin Holistic Health Center can be contacted at 314-616-2060. And also, we're sponsored by Master Pizza. That's MasterPiza at 2846 Cherokee Street here in St. Louis. Gourmet pizza made by hand. Best pizza in the world. Check them out. So now with that having been said, pay those bills, that having been done, back to our topic as we close out. Queen Aziza, are there any questions in the chat room that we need to address?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let me just say this, since we don't have a lot of time, and I guess, Brother James, you need to speak to this. I'm just going to say a little bit. In the beginning, how we opened up addressing an issue surrounding Brother Jihad, there are about 20 questions about what is going on. And basically, to sum it up, evidently there are some people who do not necessarily approve, or they are not aware of Brother Jihad and his works in the community there in Tampa. And so there was some expression of disapproval because some people actually believed that he was not a registered Muslim, and of course Brother James has cleared that up, as well as the clip that we played from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So that's what was going on in the beginning, and we just wanted people to know our dear brother is a registered Muslim, but at the end of the day, as you heard our beloved minister, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, it is
That's
so
right.
much not about you being in the mosque. And we as believers cannot continue to lock ourselves in the parameters of four walls and a ceiling and a floor. And we have to get into the mindset that the minister has traveled all over the world, and including all over the nation of North America, and we have to start being the owners of the planet Earth, and we have to go outside of the parameters of the mosque and get our people. So that was the purpose of all of that, and Brother Jihad is doing a tremendous work in the Tampa area, and we pray that he is being an inspiration to not only the FOI, but to other organizations out there.
That's
to
right.
go out and get our people. You know, Brother Jihad is very humble, and he's very low-key, but his work speaks volumes. He is
That's
in
right.
the street. He is grassroots. He is touching people who may not otherwise hear the teaching, hear from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He is taking that message to the people who really need it. We don't need to be up in the mosque, so to speak, preaching to the choir. But we need to be gathering those who are lost, who have been led astray, those who misunderstand, those who have no knowledge and wisdom and understanding at all. That is our duty as Muslims, and I salute my little brother for taking it to the streets and doing exactly what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has instructed us to do as believers. And Brother James, is there anything that you want to add to that before we go to
There's
the
There's nothing
next
that
question?
Needs to be added to that. I mean, I've already,
yes,
we've
sir.
Already, the minister has already addressed those concerns. In terms of registration,
yes,
I've already addressed that. In terms of his
yes,
the stamp of approval of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, he himself has already addressed that. So there's really nothing else to address where this issue is concerned. It is not for Brother Jihad to defend himself. I wouldn't even encumber the brother to take time to respond.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that. I'll defend him. And the only reason why I said that I would is because I got the instruction directly from the minister regarding him. And that's the only reason why I say I would, but any right-minded, right-thinking lover of his people or her people and the mission of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan would defend his work. If they knew it, if you didn't know about it, well, then that's justified to have a question. But certainly nothing negative. You hear about somebody
mm-hmm.
doing some good work in the community. What in the heck is the difference whether they are a member of this organization or that organization or this membership or that membership? That's inconsequential. What is he doing? And this is why Jesus told them hard-headed, exclusive, arrogant, limited, narrow-minded disciples. Not that you are. I'm not saying any of you are. But if you are, I mean, if there's some resemblance, it's not coincidental at all.
Come on.
But this is why he had to tell them. If they are saying what I'm saying, if they're doing what I'm doing, then they are of me. He said, many sheep have I that are not of this fold.
That's right.
Well, that is to tell you that they may not necessarily be a part of what you think everybody has to be a part of. Let's come out of that thinking. You know, the lessons say big fields await the wide awake man or woman to work out in. Well, hell, that building that you're in called mosque or study group, that can't be the big field.
Come on.
The field is the world. Start with America. No, let's start with our city. No, let's start with our community. No, let's start with our block. At least start like that. That's all we're saying. Yeah, if the situation wasn't so serious, it would be laughable, Brother Kareem.
Yes, sir.
And we're sitting around here even having the time to say whether or not a person is registered, whether or not a person, you know, a brother doing work is this or that or the other. No, let's just go to work. Go to work. That's all. Go to work. Hit the streets. I challenge any of you in the chat room who have these concerns. I sell 250 papers a week. Now, write in the chat room any one of you who meet and match that. I'm not bragging, just offering righteous competition.
Mm-hmm. Vow with one another in the performance of good deeds.
Yeah. I mean, my point is I'm being, you know, facetious. I mean, I'm joking. I mean, I'm not joking about the paper, but I am joking. I'm not trying, you know, to make anything of myself or to challenge you. Your circumstances may be different from mine. I'm not saying that. I'm only underscoring the necessity for us to take our minds off of such, you know, petty things and broaden our thinking and our approach to this mission. I'm sure you're all, you know, well-intended brothers and sisters. At least I believe, I hope you are. We are. But let's go to work, brothers and sisters. Let's go to work. Thank you, Brother Kareem, Sister Aziza. Thank you. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum.
Yes, sir. And we have a question on the phone. St. Louis, Brother Gene.
As-salamu
alaykum.
Wa alaykum
salam. Wa alaykum
salam.
I just want to humbly just thank Allah for the Nation Building Network. You, Brother James, Sister Queen, Aziza, Brother Kareem. I mean, I travel. I'm on the road. I travel a lot, so I'm not able to get to my local mosque, you know, for class or attend as often as I would like to. But, you know, just listening, you know, I tune in as much as I can. And just to be able to tune in and listen to what the panelists and the teachings that you all share, it's mind-boggling. And I just want to thank you for all the work that you are doing. Now, I just heard this. I know we don't have much time, so I'm going to make it short, but get straight to the point. And, you know, I just heard about what the subject matter was tonight on what the Brother Jihad was doing. Let's not, to those who are in the chat room, let's not focus on that. Focus on the good part. You know, you remind me of the disciples of John when they came to Jesus, you know, when John sent them, you know, and asked them, was he the one? And Jesus told them that, don't tell them who I am, just tell them what I'm doing. And look at the work that the brother is doing. And as far
That's
as
right.
closing the gap, you know, it's no coincidence in Islam, but a couple of days ago I reopened the book and began to study the book. And I think that's what most of us have fallen short. We read the book, but that book gives us an opportunity
that's
to go
right.
and get into Minister Louis Farrakhan's mind. That's where we need to go. He said,
that's
in the scripture,
right.
he said, you can't get to the Father unless you come through me. And as
come
Brother
on.
Kareem said, the scripture and the New Testament, that's referring to today. So we have got to grow into the minister's mind. We're so far behind. He's 80 years old, and he's thousands of steps ahead of us. And he constantly
right.
tells us the reason he wrote the book is that we have to close the gaps. There are gaps that we have to close. We have got to grow into his mind and his heart.
That's right. Wa alaykum salam. Thank you.
Thank
brother.
You, Brother Gene. And my brother, the next time you in, I'm going to make sure we get together, brother. I'm going to be looking for your phone call.
Yes, sir. You're always busy, but stay on the mission, brother, and keep the faith and keep up on what you're doing. We have got that. That is more than I'm even capable of verbalizing. We have got to focus on the good part. We have got to focus on the good part, and we've got to close these gaps. There's a dissatisfaction among the government. And I tell me, if there's a dissatisfaction with the people among the government, don't you think that there's going to be a dissatisfaction in the House? But that don't mean we focus on that. Let's go out and do what we have to do. What I'm doing, a lot sees what I'm doing. I'm not trying to be seen in the eyes of men. And listen to the talk show the other night about Detroit, brothers and sisters who are out there listening, if we don't jump on that, man, I can't even begin to say what a lot will bring down upon us. If we don't jump on that and go in and build a community now, and stop the damn lip professors. That's all.
Come on.
Here, stop the lip professors. You condemn a brother who just stated that he's out there in the neighborhood where four murders has happened. That half of you are even scared to go in your neighborhood.
Come on, brother.
And you're registered believers. And you're scared go down there on 25th and Farrar. You're scared to go down on Kossuth and Grand. You're afraid to. You are literally afraid to, and I'm just not talking. I've witnessed it. The Minister Fair, I'm going to say this and I'm closing. We have got to get out the eye.
That's right.
Minister Farrakhan said when he first decided to rebuild this nation, he never thought of himself.
Come on.
He thought about the people as a whole. And that's why he's where he's at today. Because he didn't think about self-serving. Too many of us are too damn self-serving. That's why we have not got to the next level. But we have to grow into the minister's mind. He said he thought nothing of himself. He was offered millions of dollars.
Come on,
not
brother.
To preach the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's name.
He thought
of his love for his people. And Jesus and God always judges the heart of a person. It's the heart. What's in your heart, man? That's what it's about. The heart. If love of the people is in your heart, Allah is going to teach you to be successful in whatever you do because it's for the people. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa-alaykum salam.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, brother.
That's
Queen
my brother,
Gene.
Yes, it is.
Allah
I know we're past time, but if you go ahead and give us the lineup.
Yes, sir. Join us tomorrow, 7 o'clock p.m. for disaster preparedness as we welcome our beloved host, Sister LaShelle Muhammad out of Mecca, Detroit number one. And Brother Rudolph T. Muhammad from the mighty, mighty Mosque number 7 in New York. And they are going to bring on Captain Khaled Green, who is the captain of the fire department, I think, in Killeen, Texas, as well as Sister Christina Muhammad from Austin, Texas. And they're going to be talking about the 55.5-mile walk from Galveston, Texas, to Houston, Texas, on behalf of disaster preparedness. So you don't want to miss that. Captain Green is going to share many, many tactics used to survive injuries during the disaster as well as how to survive during particular disasters. And join us Wednesday, 7 p.m. for our hip-hop comedy show with DJ Black Caesar and friends. And on Thursday, we're going to do a show called Trials of Marriage, but then that's not really what we're doing. We're really going to take the time to salute Student Minister Stanley and Sister Ruth and wish them a happy 24 years of marriage.
That's right.
And on Friday, we're going to be right back here with Student Minister James Muhammad with our live study group, Put on the New Man. And I don't know if he's going to have a guest, but I might have somebody there special to come and join me on the show with Brother James on Friday, so you never know. And on Saturday, join us. Yes, sir. Saturday, join us for Young, Gifted, and Black. You will see the details that are to come. That's at 8 p.m. on Saturday. And on Sunday, join us for What Must Be Done at 6:30 p.m., hosted by Brother Jamil Muhammad. And if you missed it this Sunday, you missed it yesterday, I would implore you to go back and listen to it. We were blessed with the presence of Student Minister Troy Muhammad, Brother Julius Muhammad, and the son of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Brother Kamal Muhammad, as they instructed us on how we can take advantage of opportunities and rebuild Detroit and actually own Mecca. So go back and listen to that. Get that information for the Detroit to Mecca project, and you might want to get in on the ground floor on that one. I know I plan to. And next week, next Monday, we'll be right back here with Brother Kareem. Brother Kareem, give us the sneak peek topic so I can be ready. Hold on. Let me put my seatbelt on. All right.
Our topic is, home is where the heart is. I am my brother and sister's keeper.
Allahu Akbar. Go ahead, brother.
Oh, Lord. Oh, praise to Allah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's like Brother King said, lip service is over with.
That's right.
And I want to ask Brother Gene, you know, I've been knowing Brother Gene for a while, and he's always been so cool and so laid back. But, Brother G, I want to ask you to come on the show and share with us what you're doing. You are doing a tremendous service yourself, dear brother. And I didn't know you had all that fire in you, so I'm going to ask you publicly to join us next week. And your mic is still alive, so if you tell me no, my feelings going to be hurting to tell you right now. So
I can't. How can I
hear from you?
Yes, ma'am. I can't even begin to tell you no. No, I won't tell you. I can't. I'm in Dallas, Texas now, but you're too close to Dallas for me to say no. I would love to. We have got to do this.
Yes, sir.
Minister has worked too damn long and hard. He has
risked his life
for you and I. And I'm just afraid that if we don't do something fast, but be patient.
Yes, sir.
Then the judgment is going, because once God's servant gets tired, once he gets tired, then I think that's when death and destruction would come amongst the people. He is our mercy among us today. He is our mercy, and I pray to Allah that he does not get tired of man's foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
No. Go ahead, Brother Gene, if you want to share something else.
No, I just feel it. I just in me.
Go
with
ahead.
All the things that are happening, you're hearing the minister say things publicly. He's coming down on a believer. And one thing that Brother Kareem mentioned, you know, when your brother is there with you locally, we it's too much personality worship. Jesus said, if you be my disciple, then deny yourself.
Come on.
Deny the lust of your flesh. Pick up your cross and walk behind me. He said, I am hated of the Roman authorities. Minister Farrakhan is hated of the modern Roman authorities. How many of us are hated like he is? We have
got to become
Minister Farrakhan to the people. So we got to go into his mind. We've got to go into his mind. And it's hard. But we can't get there except by Allah's permission. That's the problem of our people today. We don't want to obey God. We obey man, but we don't want to obey God. And that's the challenge we have today. Will I obey man? but will I obey God?
Mm.
As-salamu alaykum.
That's right.
Alaykum salam.
Wow, alaykum salam.
Right.
Wonderful.
Alaykum salam.
Okay. Well, that's the end of our show. May Allah continue to bless us all with the light of understanding. People, be careful out there. Secure your babies. Make sure you know where they are.
That's
as you heard, Brother Jahal said, there were four gunshot victims, and two of them are deceased, and no doubt they are young black children. Please,
come on,
people, secure your babies. May Allah continue to bless us all as we leave you as we came before you in our nation's greatest words of peace. As-salamu alaykum. One nation, one love.
Salam.
Good night, y'all.
Alaykum salam.
Thank you, Sister Queen.
Salam alaykum.
Thank you, Brother Jacoby. I love you.
Love you more, sis. All praise due to Allah.
That's right.